In Fairfax County, 6-year-old Nicholas Pekarski plays knockout with his older siblings in the family's backyard basketball court. By far, he's got the most energy. You can tell by how loud he cheers when he makes a goal and his frustration when he misses.
So I heard you guys would like some more recess. Is that true?
Yes.
At school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nick's mom, Stella Pekarski, agrees. She says he doesn't get enough time to release his energy during the school day. Fairfax County requires 15 minutes of recess per day and recommends 20. The district also says recess will be scheduled before lunch, but only when possible. In her son's case, the school day begins at 9 a.m., and he doesn't get to go outside until 1:45, well after lunch. Pekarski says it's uncomfortable for kids to be stationary for so long.
My son gets up and walks around the room, and the teacher has asked him why, I have asked him why, and it's very simple. He says, because I need to get up and move. I can't sit for that long. I cannot do it.
Pekarski is part of an advocacy group called More Recess for Virginians. Hundreds of parents across the state have expressed frustration with how little free time and physical activity their kids get in school. Earlier this year, Pekarski teamed up with other moms in the group, like Fabiola Green, to take the issue to the General Assembly, calling unstructured time like recess a valuable part of the educational experience.
It's also, how do I treat my peers? How do I interact with my peers? How do I speak up for myself?
They worked with their local school board to craft language for legislation allowing more flexible use of unstructured time. The bill passed, and Democratic delegate Carrie Delaney was a co-sponsor.
There is so much evidence that shows that when children have a break in their academic day to be able to, you know, run and be active, it helps them be more focused and have better academic outputs throughout the rest of the day.
According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, recess is key in the development of kids' social, emotional, cognitive, and physical skills, in addition to the obvious health benefits. While Virginia's two-paragraph law does not explicitly require more recess, it allows local school boards to include unstructured time like recess and up to 15% of total instructional time. The law also requires schools to offer physical education and physical fitness opportunities, but doesn't require a certain number of minutes per day. State code suggests a goal of 150 minutes of physical activity a week, or about 30 minutes a day. In Henrico, Chesterfield, and Richmond Public Schools, district policy spells out 30 minutes of recess each day for elementary kids. But in other countries like Finland, students get much more time to play, as much as a 15-minute break for every 45 minutes of instructional time. Pekarski again.
It's common sense when there's so much research that shows kids need to be out. They need to be playing. That's how they learn. They need time to decompress. They need to rest their brain.
In the U.S., Pekarski points to what's called the LINK Project, started in Texas a few years ago. In this model, students have 4 15-minute breaks for unstructured play during the school day, 2 before lunch and 2 afterwards. While there's growing support to expand physical activity in Virginia schools, some districts are constrained in the colder months by aging facilities. Mariah White has 2 kids in Richmond's Carver Elementary, where she's PTA president. She said the space used as a gym is a small cement block room in the basement and hasn't changed since she went to school there in 1973.
To me, it wasn't a gym, so I'm sure to the children, it's just a room too. It's just an empty room with a couple of things where they know that they go to PE class.
None of the Richmond area school districts have announced plans to increase recess. Parents in Fairfax are starting small. They're asking for 2 20-minute breaks instead of 1, and the district's superintendent has promised to make changes. Their neighbor, Prince William County, announced they'll double the allowed recess per day for elementary kids from 15 minutes to 30. For Learning Curve, I'm Megan Polly, WCVE News.